This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The digital and social media news of the week comes to us courtesy of Instagram. The photo sharing site now has 300 million users, which makes it officially bigger than Twitter. Instagram now says that it's going to do a purge of all the fake and spam accounts in its files. So we asked Marketplace's Adrienne Hill to find out what fake and spam accounts are good for anyway.
Popularity matters. And online, you can buy it. Got $60? That'll get you 10,000 Instagram followers. For $100, you'll see your Twitter account explode by 50,000. Never mind they aren't real people. They count. Ari Lightman is a professor of digital media at Carnegie Mellon University.
Nobody wants to go to a party where there's only one or two people.
Fake followers can attract real followers and also real money. Alice Wright runs a snarky blog about bloggers called Get Off My Internets. She estimates as many as 70% of bloggers juice their social media stats because numbers, she says, drive advertisers.
They have to have the numbers. It's not just about your website stats anymore, you know, the hits and the comments. It's about social media.
And there's another value in fake accounts, and that's for the social media sites and services themselves. Karen North is a social media professor at USC.
It's always interesting to me when a company decides that they're going to go after the fraud, because at the beginning, the fraud is what helps them. It's like, wow, everybody's there. Look at all the big numbers.
A company or brand can start tossing those fake accounts, she says, when it's popular enough to be popular without them. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.